DeMello. Coast FM.
When you wake up on Thursday, it's just a great feeling.
It is.
Because you think, I've made it.
You're pretty much there.
I'm halfway there.
You're more
I'm over halfway there.
You're about three quarters there, it feels like.
You're awake, this is the sad thing that happens to us because we wake up so early in the morning. You wake up and you think, I only have to do this one more time.
One more left.
And then I get to sleep as long as I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, until you have kids.
True. Well, I get to sleep as long as I want.
Yeah. So hang on to that.
Cherish it.
Bank that sleep. Need help making decisions?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at decisions.
You feel like that sometimes. Life goes in bad places. Well, a UK woman who went through a bad patch, like getting scammed out of money and relationship ending and getting mugged and stuff, has decided to take, not that that's a decision factor, but anyway, decided to take the somewhat extreme measure of placing an ad looking for someone to take control of her life and make all of her decisions for an entire month.
Ooh, that...
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
In the ad, she says, I'm obviously...
That was a bad decision.
Well, you'd think so. How would you choose the person?
Yeah.
She says, I'm obviously incapable of making the right choices by myself. I'm really ready to try anything. And I've set aside £2,000. It's about $4,000.
What?
For this, from some inheritance money I received last year. Hang on. She wants to share her money with someone who'll make her decisions for her. Mm. Pretty sure that's just marriage.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
Yes, it's riddling time. Welcome, welcome once again to the world famous segment that we do here.
World famous.
It is. They talk about this in Uzbekistan.
We've gone viral.
We have. Or bacterial, as I like to say. We've certainly got contagious. Stag Watersports jet ski hire up for grabs here. $100 to spend if somebody can work out the riddle. Now, Pearl is first to have a chat. Well, yeah, have a chat.
Have a chat.
Take a crack at things,
Pearl.
All of those things. Hey, Pearl.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Pearl. All right, so the riddle is, how many seconds are there in a year?
3,153,006,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that could be correct.
I don't know if I said that right.
Well, look, you know what? And neither are we, because that's not the answer we have.
No. It may be correct.
It may be. But
this is a riddle, remember?
Yes, there is a more obvious answer sitting out there. So thanks for having a go.
And thank you for your calculation. Yeah, I love the effort.
No, but not the one we're looking for, Pearl.
Thank you.
No worries. Now, Kylie's next up. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Now, your daughter wants to have a go?
She does. Now, what is it, Miss Mia? No, you say it. You
want
to
do it. Come on.
I'm going to do it now.
No, I want to do it, but you say it.
Okay. How about you say it together at the same time?
This is exactly like every conversation that happens in our house.
$31,536,000.
Oh, again, you've gone with the calculations.
That is probably technically the correct
answer.
Could
well be the way, but that's not what we're looking for.
I'm sorry.
Kylie, sorry.
No worries, doll. Have a good day.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks for having a crack.
So how many seconds are there in a year?
We'll take one more step.
It is a riddle.
Coast, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Casey, all right. So how many seconds are there in a year, Casey? Keep in mind, the segment is Riddle Me This.
And given the way that we've turned everyone else down thus far, what do you reckon?
12.
So there's 12 months in a year.
That means
there'd be 12 seconds in a year. Yes.
2nd of January.
Yes.
2nd of February.
2nd of March. April. Yes.
Nailed it. Well done.
Congratulations.
Hey, someone saw through.
I know.
Saw through the trickiness.
I didn't think that would trick everyone, but it did. You see, you just never know.
Yeah, you're in the draw for the Stag Water Sports voucher. Nice work.
Thank you.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Morning and welcome to it. Nikki Parkinson presiding.
Thank you. Now, Pink has officially got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And to celebrate, she's announced some new music is on the way. She appeared on Ellen after her Walk of Fame ceremony and announced she has a new single and album on the way, even giving us a preview of how the new single Walk Me Home will sound.
Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so much wrong going on outside.
part of it.
Okay. I could get around that.
Well, I love it already, so yeah. Wait till there's music behind it.
Yeah.
The single Walk Me Home is out in 2 weeks, and the new album Hurts to Be Human is due out in April. Lady Gaga, Travis Scott, Mark Ronson and Dua Lipa have all been added to the performance lineup for the 2019 Grammy Awards. They just keep adding people every day, don't they? They can't stop. Gaga reportedly won't perform with Bradley Cooper, though, despite the fact that their duet Shallow is up for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Cooper will instead be in London at the BAFTA Awards. Now, only 3 days to wait until Alicia Keys hosts the ceremony in LA, and we get to see all those people perform live.
Cool.
Bradley Cooper, speaking of which, he was on Oprah the other day, and he told her about being snubbed for Best Director, not at this year's Oscars, how it was mortifying for him. He opened up to the talk show Queen whilst filming the upcoming special, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations from Times Square.
And the first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually.
Oh.
Well, think about it. I felt embarrassed that I didn't do my part.
Poor guy. Yeah. Except that
you did all right. Look,
the movie got nominated for every single other award it could have, except Best Director.
Give yourself a break, mate.
Come on. And Lily Allen has dedicated her song F.U. to Liam Neeson at her concert in Sydney this week, following his admission earlier in the week that he was hunting down black people following his friend being raped. So this is what she dedicated to.
Usually I dedicate this next song to Donald Trump, but today I feel...
Okay. Ooh,
if you missed that, that was her calling him a racist pig.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, the National Small Business Fair is happening today between 11 and 2 at the Mandurah Peel Convention Centre.
Okay. Where is that?
I wondered that too. I thought you might have known.
You thought you'd leave that bit up to me.
Yeah.
Well, look, I probably can't.
Well, you Google it while I talk about
it. Talk amongst yourselves.
The aim there is to help businesses tap into time-saving incentives and government support programs. It is also Tinnitus Awareness Week. This year's message...
Not
Tinnitus Awareness Week.
No.
This is why they have an awareness week, if you're confusing tinnitus and tinnitus. The message this year is you're not alone, and if you want details, you can go to tinnitusaustralia.org.au. And good news for fans of, sadly, the no longer Napoleon Purtis Group.
Yeah.
The cosmetics empire will now honour the gift cards and e-vouchers purchased before it went into voluntary administration, which they weren't going to do, but there was an outcry and now it's all good.
Oh, good. Well, if you're wondering, the Peel Convention Centre, Mandurah Peel Convention Centre, is on Ormsby Terrace.